9/11 showed how important it is for emergency workers from different departments to have communications equipment that all works together. It also showed what happens when those communications fail. So for the past 5 years, federal, state, and local agencies have been trying to fix the problem. The Department of Homeland Security reported today there's been a wide range of success. Some cities, including Washington, D.C., now have excellent equipment and coordination, while others don't. The Chicago area is one of those lagging behind. Chicago Public Radio's Alex Helmick reports.
The Department of Homeland Security says Chicago and Cook County need to communicate better in emergency situations. Their first responders need radios and computer systems that mesh quickly in a catastrophe. George Forsman is the Undersecretary for Preparedness for the DHS.
You know, it's about making sure that there's going to be compatibility amongst all of the various different types of communications equipment that is purchased within the Chicago region.
But Chicago Mayor Richard Daley says the city is not at fault.
We have done a tremendous job. You can always improve on anything else. But again, if they're talking about the region outside Chicago about some issue, that's different.
Daley says Chicago's emergency management system is the best in the country. Chicago's chief emergency officer, Cortez Trotter, says the city's system has proven itself during some recent incidents.
You remember the LaSalle Bank building fire? You remember the Blue Line derailment? You remember the power outage that the mayor mentioned? You don't get through those with some degree of success without a collaboration and good communication system.
DHS Undersecretary Forsman says the interoperability scorecard is not a pass-fail measure. He says all 75 cities looked at, including Chicago, have improved since 9/11, but need to continue to get better. For NPR News, I'm Alex Helmick in Chicago.